Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 29th, almost last day of June, to you in 2021, and I hope that this podcast finds you with joy and anticipation of what God will do, because He is a good God who wants to do good things in your life. Today I'm reading from Psalm 95 in the Christian Standard Bible, CSB, and this is what it says. Come, let's shout joyfully to the Lord. Let's shout triumphantly to the rock of our salvation. Let's enter His presence with thanksgiving. Let's shout triumphantly to Him in song. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. The depths of the earth are in His hands, and the mountain peaks are His. The sea is His. He made it. His hands form the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the sheep under His care. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was disgusted with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray. They do not know my ways, so I swore in my anger, they will not enter my rest. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you so much that I've also been reading Hebrews, and this is a direct quote. Hebrews comes back to this place about entering into rest and recounting the nation of Israel and how they refused to enter your rest. And so the first thing I want to pray today is that we would learn how to enter into your rest. And we can do that because of what Jesus did on the cross. His life, His death, His resurrection. We can rest from trying to strive, trying to be perfect, which is impossible. We can rest knowing that our sins are forgiven, that our standing before a holy God is made right, and that we can now walk as delighted children of God with freedom, with hope, with perseverance, and with a whole bunch of joy and worship. And so, Lord, we choose today to enter into the rest that you have already secured for us. This is a truth that cannot be denied. It is a truth that cannot change. And Lord, I also pray, as in verse 8, where you warn the nation of Israel, you warn people not to harden our hearts. And Lord, that is one thing that really scares me sometimes, just to be super honest. I don't want to have a hard heart. And when I have been hurt by others, and usually that's what makes me have a hard heart, either I've gone through way too many trials, or I think it's way too many trials, or I've been hurt by way too many people, I begin to kind of look inside myself, and then I get angry and I get embittered and I stop forgiving, and then my heart gets harder and harder. But you say to break up your fallow ground, that hard ground, because it is time to seek the Lord. And so we choose today to ask you to examine our hearts, to show us if there's any hurtful way in us, and to lead us in the way everlasting, Lord. You are everlasting. You are from yesterday to tomorrow. You are the beginning and the end. You are who we can rely on. And you know our hearts inside and out. You know the motivations of our hearts, even when we can't even figure that out. And so, Lord, we place our hearts before you. And we pray, Lord, that you would not allow us to become embittered. We confess our sins of bitterness to you, our sins of a lack of forgiveness of others, and we ask that you would cleanse us. Lord, we are choosing today to worship and bow down before you, kneeling before you who made us. You are our God. We're the little sheep in your pasture, the sheep under your care. And we want to hear your voice because you are a good shepherd, and therefore we want to hear the shepherd's voice. Lord, help us today to end this day by shouting joyfully to you and singing triumphantly about your salvation, because it is good and it is true and it is real. We want to enter your presence with thanksgiving, and we want to sing to you the goodness of you. You are a great God. You are the King above all gods. You hold everything in your hand, and including us, you hold us in your hand. So, Lord, As I prayed earlier, please don't let us have embittered hearts, hardened hearts. Soften our hearts, Lord. We choose to repent of that which makes our hearts hard, and we want a tender heart before you so that we can worship you more and that others would see that worship and want to know more about you. Lord, help us to be evangelists for you, unashamed of the gospel, sharing you with our families and our friends and our neighborhoods. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can support it at patreon.com/prayeveryday. At the $10 level, that's hard to say fast, you'll receive a free painting. At $25, a secret podcast, and $100, all of those things, plus you'll be added to my prayer team. So thank you so much to all of you who sponsor Pray Every Day, and thanks to all of you who pray for Pray Every Day and pray for me. I am greatly humbled by that.